Excuse me. I don't know about you, but I could sleep all day on a day like today. And you know, I actually even tried. But about my usual time or an hour or two later to get up, for reasons beyond my control, I was awakened. But imagine that you may try to sleep as long as you can, but there is somebody that never sleeps. Look with me in the Old Testament book of Psalms, chapter 121. Psalm 121. The psalmist writes here in verse 1, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. It's very comforting for me to know that when I have to sleep after a long day, God is still awake, watching over me, knowing that I am in his care. I have a protector, a watchful eye that is always on me. And sometimes to think about that song, we may know there's an all-seeing eye watching you. This eye is always open, seeing everything that goes on. The rest of this psalm, as in the first few verses, we get a sense of security, knowing that God is always watchful. He is always protecting us. For example, in verse 5, he says, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. I don't know about you, but on a day like yesterday, and maybe a little bit today, it was good to see the sun shining down. And sometimes when that sun is shining, it gets very bright. And as hopefully it won't be very long, it'll get a lot warmer. And then the shade will be very good for us to conceal ourselves and cool off. Imagine the Lord as our shade. Isaiah said in chapter 25 and verse 4 that he is a refuge from the storm, a shade from the leaf. Imagine that. The Lord is our shade, providing us a comfort, a place of rest. And as he also was described as being at our right hand. The old expression, the right hand man, always seems very positive. And especially when you go back and through to see how in royalty people were seated, you know, the right hand place was always the best. And that's where the Lord wants to be with us. When David wrote the 16th Psalm, there in verse 8 he said, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Because God is the one that is in control, we have nothing to fear. We can stand firm, being unwavered by anything that might tempt us to fall away from him. If that isn't enough, in verse 6, the psalmist reminds us of the things that God created. He said, the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. If we remember that God created the sun and the moon, and at his design, everything has a special place. The sun comes up during the day, the moon comes up during the night, and as we think a greater day and a greater night, having something to show us the way, remember the one that made it all. God is always watching. He is much brighter, much stronger, and there day or night when we need him. But then in verse 7, he begins to shift to our spiritual implications. He says, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Not just once, but always. The Lord is watching you. The Lord is keeping you. The Lord is protecting you. And as He says, He shall preserve your soul. Does that give you comfort? I hope and pray that it does. If our soul is in the right relationship with God as it should be, we have that comfort. We have that security. But if we feel that we're not comforted because we're lost, we can't tell if it's day or night in the eyes of God, then we need to give our souls unto God. God gave us His only begotten Son. He gave us a chance that we could repent from our sins, that we could put on Christ in baptism, having them washed away. He has allowed us to begin a new life, showing that, yes, we have faith in Him, and it is willing to work. How is your faith tonight? Are you secure in the arms of Jesus and under the watchful eyes of God? We're about to sing a song of invitation. If there be one tonight that needs to respond to that, we invite you to come as together we stand and sing.